The church does some very despicable, vile things.
Right?
It just does.
You've never even been a part of the church.
I don't need you to know.
Tori Bazazian was a member of Scientology for 30 years. When critics would picket, she would volunteer to talk to them. Tori is still talking at pickets, but now from the other side.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face some music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face some music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face some music and dance.
It went good. One of my best friends is there on staff, so that was hard.
Yeah.
I mean, from a long time ago, and she's like, Tori, hello. And I was like, oh. So
were
she wanted to know. No. No one was. So I just said, some people are coming to demonstrate, and I'm with them, you know, for right now. I'm left the church, and here I am in Boston. And she was like, did you go through HCO? And I said, no. And she said, well, you need to go through HCO. And I said, thank you very much. I don't have that plan. And she wanted to know why, and I told her why, and she doesn't agree, and that's the way it is.
Okay.
So I told her I love her, and that's the end of the story. Sad, but true. How are
you? Well, Bob, how does it feel to be back in Boston?
Well, you know, we got Gerard Renna. At least today he has dry pants. We got new camera guys here. Now they're trying to get the DA flyers out.
How does it feel to be here at the Boston Org?
Oh, it's really great. And Tori's here with us, and a couple of people stopped to ask questions, and Tori, I started to talk to him, and Tori cut in and said, you know, the worst thing about it is that they destroy families. You know, they break up families, they don't let the children see the parents. And she said, I'm a mom, and, you know, this has to stop. They can't keep doing this kind of thing to people.
I believe in communication, I believe in children, and I believe in parents. And I am going to, you know, I'm here for that. Parents, children, communication. Those three things. Stop those. Tori Bazazian will be there. Wherever it is, I will be there.
You can come and talk to us too, Kevin.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready. I'm telling you the truth. If you need any help, we'll help you. We will. We're helping people every single day.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
Kevin, this is Tori.
Where were you going? Who were you in life in the church around here?
Like, the years I was in the middle to 7th or 7 years. That's why I'm here now.
Okay.
And I helped Osa, worked with Osa for a long time, helping them out. Just on coming out to talk to people like this, saying, go away. You know, it's my religion. You know,
yeah.
Leave me alone.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
What do you think about the drugging of 6 million kids? Do you think that's a bad thing? Are you doing stopping
that? Of course I do.
Okay. And you know, effort take out here is preventing stuff like that from occurring. You know that, right?
I just told the lady that I was talking to you. You guys are good people. I have nothing against you. I think it's
I mean, you're taking away from actions that need to get done, too.
Well, of course I am, but there's also actions that need to be done on the other end that you don't want to hear about. So that's a different thing. You know, you do a one-sided thing, it doesn't work. It will never work. And the thing that you need to know is OSA. This is the thing I learned, and I'll tell this to your camera. There are thousands.
Excuse us, you're on our property? You're on our property because you just
oh, you know, he invited her to come and talk.
Oh, I did. I just came over.
Yeah. Tori, no, Tori, you have to stay here.
Stay over there.
I can still have you arrested. That's Gerard.
Hi, Gerard.
There are thousands of critics who are not like Scientologists.
Well, of course, I understand this. I've been around for quite a while.
Okay.
So,
Well, that was the light.
It's really funny, you know, Gerard is really unhappy today to see us. And remember a couple of times we came and he was really happy to see us and he was chatting and everything. It's sort of like, it's the same as with Spence and Croc down in Clearwater last summer. They were so friendly and willing to talk to us and really kind of looked forward to it, it seemed like, having a good time. And then something happened. They got in a lot of trouble. And now they can't even look at us, and they look really sad when we come, and they're, like, really scared to say anything. It's the same thing that's happened to Gerard here, you know? It's really interesting. They're not being allowed to speak at all now. And, you know, I used to work with Gerard way, way back in the 80s and the 70s in the GO. Gerard was here in Boston. And we used to be really good friends.
Until they stop perpetrating the evil that they perpetrate from Clearwater to Los Angeles to Boston, Massachusetts to Seattle, Washington, we're going to be everywhere until they stop hate and bigotry.
Why don't you guys come talk to these guys? You believe in communication. Come talk to them. You believe in communication. That's the essence of Scientology. Come talk. That's all they want. You believe in communication. That's the essence of Scientology. Come talk. I called Mike Rinder last week and said, come meet with me. I want to talk. Did he call me? No. What's wrong with that picture? Something.
Why don't you come talk? I won't bite you. I'm an OT7. I'm a trained auditor. I'm not going to bite you. Come talk to me.
I have nothing scary to say. Just the truth. And hi, Andreas, if you see this, hi. Ah, oh, what a great guy. Hi to all my friends. For anybody who sees it, hi. I'm actually doing very, very well. And I invite you to look and read and see. I invite you.
She's doing great. She's doing great. But you remember how I was at first. It was really hard for me. You know, because they're your friends. It's just so impossible to believe that this could happen to friends. It's totally impossible to believe.
I'm really mad at this. I am. You know, it's like yesterday or 2 weeks ago, I'm all white. Now because I changed my mind, you know, I'm all black. That's not right. You know, I have a constitutional right to change my mind. I used to be out here fighting these guys, but I've had some realizations, and I want to be able to look, and I want to be able to read. And the other thing is every single parent should be able to talk to their children, everyone. And I know people hear it and they go, ah, because you're in the Truman Show. You don't see it. You haven't hit that wall yet. But when you get out of it, you go, what is that? A parent can't talk to their child because they're declared? It's like they can't be that bad. And you know what? They're not that bad. You get on the other side, they're not that bad. And that's not right. That is not right. It's not right to not let parents talk to children, and it's not right to not let people look or see. And I know everyone's going, oh, but we can't look or see. No, 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 no. Go on the internet, read, find out what happened when L. Ron Hubbard died. What? What did happen? Did you read that? No, you got the party line. What happened on a few different things where you're kind of like, what did happen on that? That's what you got to look at and find out. And then look for yourself and make up your own mind. I'm not against Scientology. I think Scientology is a great thing. But I am against that kind of stuff. If I have a constitutional right and someone says I can't do it, that's not right. And I'm here with these people or wherever I have to be to say that's not right. And that's it. That's Tori Bazazian talking, and I mean it. And I'm going to keep talking, too. Thank you, Kirby. Scientology isn't evil. It never was evil. But this kind of stuff is evil, where people come out and they won't even talk to me. That's not right. That's not Scientology.
Me. I was with you like a couple weeks ago, right under talking to these people. Why won't you talk to me? Honestly, I mean it. I'm talking to you. Not for the camera. I know you're filming it for OSAN. Hi, OSAN. How are you? Things did change, didn't they? But anyway, you should talk to me. It's a basic tenet of Scientology. That's what LRH believed in, communication. He did. He wasn't scared of people. He wasn't. So why won't you talk to these people? They don't have to bite you. Their signs might be a little bit weird, but maybe if you talk to them, they'd change their signs. You know, it's like, how can they change if you don't talk to them? You're laughing at me. That's not Scientology either. All right, go ahead.
So laugh all you want, but I'm trying to talk to you and say something. And this is what happens. You create your own enemies. There are people out there that are just getting more and more upset because you're there laughing at me, right? It's not nice. It's not Scientology. It isn't. And you're there on staff. You're not being a Scientologist right now. You're not, man, and you know it. Ella H. didn't do that. He came out and talked to people. I'm a person. Okay? I'm not going to bite you. But will you talk to me? Will he talk to me? You don't look too happy, man. You really don't. You look really, really upset. And you should be. But then why not talk about it? Because we're so bad we can't talk? That's not true. You know it. It's not true. That's where the upset is. If you're ever ready to talk, come talk to me, babe. But listen, Dory thought we were terrible people until she came out and talked to us.
I thought they were the devil.
The same
I
as
did,
you guys
totally.
Do, but you know better, Gerard, because you know me.
I did. They were really, truly the devil. I did. But I tell you, it is. You guys got to handle this thing or people just keep siding with them. That's the problem. It's a basic tenet of the United States of America. You can communicate. Not about putting down their religion. I don't think that's so cool, but they got to somehow make an impact and nobody will talk to them, so it escalates. I think you should have a right to have your religion. I do. I believe it. But I don't believe the way it's being run by the management. I don't. And DMX, great to you, Dave. You can have that one. That's right. And I know that's a mortal sin in this church, but it isn't to me. I live through it. Don't look at me like I'm a straight face. I'm not. I'm trying to talk to you. I am. Scientology is based on communication, man. It is. That's the basic tenet of Scientology, is communication. It's not hatred. It never was. So what's all this shit? It's not Scientology. It isn't. And that's why I'm here right now. I don't even believe some of these signs of what they're saying. It's not my thing. But I do believe in communication. And I do believe that parents should be able to talk to their children. Declared or not. Those are my two things. I believe in those. If you don't, I don't want to be in part of your group.
But Gerard, you used to be willing to talk to us.
Somebody ordered you not to. I hit him.
Somebody ordered him not to talk now.
But see, I hit a button on him. That's what happened. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand out here. I don't even believe in all this stuff. I believe in communication. I believe they should be able to have a religion. But they shouldn't be able to keep parents from talking to children. And they shouldn't do all this OSA stuff that's mean to people. It's not right.
Now I'm going to say something here. What she just said is exactly what the rest of the Lisa McPherson Trust believe. If they want to believe in any part of it, that's totally fine with us. We're not telling them to
stop. She told me that. That's the way she believes. It's true. She does.
It's not
like they believe it. It's not the religion that's bad. It's this stuff that's like, these guys, look at them. You saw them. Look at them. Will they come out and talk to me? Scientology is communication. That's the essence of it. And people, even the guys, the ARS guys are going to go, oh, yeah, right. It was. When I got in, it was. It had to do with communication, and that's what I dug about it. Ann Hubbard said, if it's not true for you, it's not true. And I really like that. And now, does that look like that's how it's being run? Uh-uh. Now it's a whole different trip. And it's too bad, because it's a good religion. I really think so.
And I wish you guys would communicate with us. I wish you would. And if you ever need any help, we'll help you. We will. You know, they don't act like they hear it, but they do hear it. And I wish there had been somebody to say that to me when I was in there, wishing there was somebody to help. So we just have to keep telling them.
I had to ask him, why do you have up that horrible website against my religion? And I thought for sure he's going to write back something terrible about my religion. And he wrote back and said, I believe in truth. I believe in looking at both sides. And I believe someone should have the courage, or I should have the courage, to stand up whatever I believe in. And I literally sat down
And everybody can laugh, but I cried for about 2 or 3 hours. I could not stop crying, because that's why I got in Scientology. And now, 30 years later, I was so far from that, and I hit the wall, like in the Truman Show, and I realized, I'm not doing that, not even a little bit, not even at all. And people can go, oh, well, I am. So did I. Right before I hit the wall, I thought I did too, but I wasn't. And from there, I just started looking and reading and realizing I do have a right to look. And then at some point, I realized I'm going to lose all my friends if I leave the church. And how horrible is that? And I sat crying. I wrote to Andreas. I said, Andreas, I can't take this. You know, look what's going to happen. And he wrote me back and he said, you know, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but what kind of friends could those be if they're leaving you because of you changed your mind? And that's true. I mean, it's a religion. It's a church. It shouldn't, people shouldn't not talk to me because of that. That's not right. And okay, maybe they're talking to me, but I know it's all, you know, until I get declared and then it's over. And that's too bad. It really is. And that's what I'm standing up for. There you go.
It is awfully hot out here, though. How long do we have to do this? Come on, Kingfish.
I tell you, it's tough being suppressive. That's all I can say.
It is. I'm an honor.
It's like I said in Leipzig, Kevin, when I won that human rights award. You know, we all work too hard for our freedom, so we're not about to let a little sweat stop us, are we?
Hi, Mike. I did call you. I invited you to speak and Ray Midoff, because Ray knows my case personally, and I felt like we had a few things to discuss. And a couple of OT7s, there's actually quite a few of us now who've left the church and have had the courage to do so. And we all wanted to sit down with you and tell you, well, number one, the main thing I want you to know, the key thing I want you to know, and you're going to go, I know it, I don't care, because he just said it. But the truth is, there is an army out there. It is not going to be the ex-Scientologist that brings down the Church of Scientology ever. I don't think it's going to go down, but I'm just saying, more stuff's going to happen, and it's because those critics are out there going, freedom of speech is their right, and we are standing here for them, and we're not going away. And the more you badger people like this, the bigger it gets, and the stronger they get, and they're not going away. I've worked with those for years on the PR lines, coming out talking to Mark Bunker, coming out talking to people. But I'm telling you, these people, I had no clue there were so many people out there like that. And they're very dedicated. And you can't scare them about no bridge, because they don't want the bridge. They want freedom of speech. And that's it. And that's what I wanted to tell him. So there it is. He'll probably go, I know that. They're no big deal. They are a big deal, Mike. And you better listen to me. I'm telling you, they're only getting bigger. They're not getting smaller. Yeah. And they're pretty cool people, too.
So where are you going next?
I don't know where we're going next.
Kansas
but
City.
I'm just saying, if you wanna talk to me, call me. I'll be happy to talk.
Sure.
You too, if you ever feel like talking, give us a call. Did you see that I'm in this? Can you stand it?
You're
I
in that?
Tori Bazazian in the book.
We'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then, there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music, let's face the music, let's face the music and dance. We'll be right back.